43. Hayden.
Dad!
Hayden smiled and knelt as Jenny rushed over to him, taking her in his arms. She hugged him tightly and kissed his cheek. Good to see you too, Hayden said. He looked past Jenny to the sofa, where Halia's caretaker Heather was sitting with Halia asleep in her lap. Deputy Salino sat beside her.
I think they're in love,
Jenny whispered into his ear. I think you're right, Hayden replied. How are you, little darling?
Good. You should bring me on your next mission with you. I'm useful.
I know you are, but you're more useful here. Did any trife attack the city today?
No.
See? All you. Jenny laughed.
I'm serious.
So am I.
You both look very serious, Natalia said. Thanks for staying late, Heather.
Of course, Governor,
Heather replied. She was young and a little pudgy, with a pretty face that glowed when she smiled, and the perfect patient demeanor for dealing with an infant and a precocious tween.
Anything I can do to help. I'll take things from here,
Natalia said, going over to her and picking up Halia.
Why don't you and Deputy Salino go enjoy the rest of the evening?
Deputy Salino laughed.
Are you two suggesting these two aren't enjoyable?
Not at all. But adults need a chance to enjoy adult things, too. I'm an adult, Jenny said. Close enough, anyway. And if you're talking about the adult things I think you're talking about, there's nothing you can say I haven't already heard, and probably a lot of it I've already seen.
Hayden glanced at Natalia. It was easy to forget Jenny had practically raised herself on the streets of Digo. She had also risked her life to save Hayden's. Not the average 12-year-old.
Right, Deputy Salino said, face turning red. Well, that wasn't what I had in mind, but they are showing Star Wars at the rec center.
He looked at Heather.
Interested?
She nodded.
Sure.
Engineer Lil fixed a projector someone brought in, Salino explained. High definition for the first time.
Sounds great, Hayden said.
Can I go?
Jenny asked, looking at him. It also still took him by surprise when she asked for permission to do things. She technically didn't need permission. He and Natalia weren't really her parents, but she had chosen them, and she wanted their approval. She wanted to feel cared for and about. And he did love her.
Try to stay out of Heather and Nick's hair, Natalia said, laughing. I'll find someone else to bug, Jenny said.
And be back by 10, Hayden said. Got it?
Pause.
She looked at Heather and Deputy Salino.
You two coming?
Heather laughed and got to her feet, joined by the deputy.
We'll keep an eye on her, Salino said. Or maybe she'll keep an eye on us.
Bye, Mom, Jenny said. Bye, Dad. I love you.
Love you too,
Natalia and Hayden replied. The trio left the apartment. Natalia sat down with Halia on her arm. Hayden sat next to her, putting his arm around her. She leaned into his chest.
Do you hear that? Hayden asked.
No.
Exactly. I don't get enough quiet time with my wife anymore.
It's nice, isn't it?
Pause.
Hayden kissed the top of Natalia's head.
In case I haven't told you lately, I love you.
I love you too, Sheriff, she replied. Always have, always will.
He put his free arm around her, putting his hand on Halia's back. They sat in comfortable silence for a while.
You know, Natalia said, shifting slightly. Hal should sleep for a couple more hours. We have some time to ourselves.
What are you suggesting, Governor Duke?
Political scandal? Governor found in bed with Sheriff?
Hayden laughed.
I want to. More than anything. Especially now. But I'm beat, Nat. And you deserve better than that.
She nodded, putting her head back on his chest.
You need to tell the Relia to stop sending tentacle monsters to kill you. Tell them it leaves you too drained to make love to your wife.
You'd be the one to tell them, Hayden replied. Do you think it would work?
Somehow I doubt it.
Why don't we put Halia to bed?
Maybe I'll find a second wind if we relax together for a while.
I'm fine with whatever we do right now, so long as we do it together. Just don't lose hope, Hayden.
I won't if you don't, he replied.
Deal.
Hayden stood up and took Hal from Natalia, carrying her to her room beside the master at the back of their apartment. They lived inside the pyramid on the ninth floor and had a view of the bay and the Golden Gate Bridge. He laid his daughter in the crib, leaning over and kissing her forehead.
Daddy loves you.
Halya didn't react. She was sound asleep.
Mommy loves you too,
Natalia said, kissing her from the other side of the crib. They turned and headed out of the room together. The badge on Hayden's collar flashed.
Sheriff Duke, Hicks said. Do you copy?
I copy, Hayden said, glancing at Natalia.
Do you have something?
I do.
That was fast, Natalia said.
Sorry to bother you, Hicks said. I know you wanted some downtime with your family.
What have you got? Hayden asked.
A farmer came in about 10 minutes ago. Says his wife is missing.
Trife? Natalia asked.
Governor Duke, Hicks said, hearing her voice. We don't think so. He says he didn't see, hear, or smell anything, but he did find what looks like a torn strip of cloth from her shirt out in the field where she was tending crops. I can look into it, Sheriff. I just thought you should know.
No, Hayden said. I'm on.
Contact Bronson. We'll meet at the chopper in 20.
Roger that, Sheriff. Hicks out.
Hayden looked at Natalia.
Sorry, love. Even if it isn't a Koron, if he didn't find a body, she's probably alive and in trouble.
I know. I want you to go. Just be safe, okay?
You know me. Tell Ginny and Hal I'm sorry I didn't have more time for them. If we can wrap this up quick, maybe we can salvage a few hours.
One thing at a time, Sheriff.
Pause. Hayden kissed her. Maybe we can salvage something, too. Something newsworthy.
Natalia laughed.
I look forward to it. Now go.
Hayden kissed her again and hurried out the door.